The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Debra Babalola and Shefali Bora are the brains behind this year's winning invention of the UK James Dyson Award, the DotPlot, an at-home breast health monitoring tool that offers guided self-checks on a monthly basis. It's designed to facilitate the early detection of breast cancer by enabling and encouraging women to stick to a regular breast self-check routine. And Debra and Shefali are both on the line with us here, and you two are in a really fancy studio there, I must say.
Super fancy.
Yeah. So how does it feel to win such a prestigious award?
It's amazing. It just feels so unreal. We can't believe it's quite happened, but it's just so exciting for us. And it's already bringing in so much just value for DotPlot, and we're excited to see where else it will take us.
In terms of the DotPlot device itself, how does it help aid the early detection of breast cancer?
To start with the problem, the only tools that exist out there for women to be conducting these breast self-checks by themselves are limited to pamphlets and demonstrations. And that's acted as a constraint in order for them to actually be conducting these self-checks. So what we wanted to do was give women a tool that they could adhere to, that they could use as a standard guidance tool in order to be able to conduct these self-checks. And DotPlot is a combination of a handheld device and software. Also has its presence on a mobile phone. So what you do is you have your mobile phone in front of you, and you have the gadget in your hand, and you check each region, you press on it, and then on the screen you can see that region that you've covered and the regions that are unchecked and needs to be checked. At every point it's taking a reading of your tissue density and making sure that it's mapped, and then by the end of the reading it would compare that reading for the whole breast to the previous month's reading and flag any abnormalities that it sees.
Yeah. Is this a substitute for checking yourself as you would have before, just sort of feeling for lumps, etc.? Or do you still have to do that stuff along with it?
I mean, we propose that DotPlot is something that would probably just replace self-checks routines. Self-check methods as they're done now. But there's no harm in you using it in addition to feeling your breast tissue using your hands. But it is something that we are designing that women will be able to rely on solely, which is why we've branded it as a medical device, and we're going through all of the clinical trials and getting the medical approval, so that it's something that women can trust and be confident that is helping to do their breast self-checks correctly.
Why do you think a device like this hasn't been released before?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's actually a very good question. I have no answer to it. I would just say that maybe it's just that we haven't taken it seriously so far in terms of doing breast self-checks anyway. Also, if you go out there and ask women in terms of if they've actually been conducting it, it's actually really low. The number of women who engage with their breast health on a constant basis or on a monthly basis. And I think what dot plot is here to do is actually make sure that women want to engage with their breast health also.
Without knocking your genius, the idea seems so obvious to be able to check for breast cancer and cancer in general at home. So what gave you the idea to create it in the first place?
It actually started off as a group project that we were doing while we were on our masters. And so we're looking into healthcare design because that was something that we found we were all quite interested in, specifically in seeing how we can help to monitor people's health and help them keep on track of it. And one time we were discussing about just different ideas and things that we had experienced. And then that's when Shefali had mentioned what she had experienced with finding a lump and going to see her gynecologist. I don't know if you share more about that.
Yeah, and then just having a chat with the gynecologist, I was trying to understand what is the standard way of conducting this breast self-check every single month and something that I can adhere to or something that I can follow on a routine basis. But then all that's there is basically a pamphlet that you can look at and follow and adhere to. And if you look at different pamphlets, they all propose different methods. So just overwhelmed by the amount of information that's out there, we realized that women have lots of misconceptions and that's actually leading them to not really engage with breast health on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Have you got future plans to develop the dot plot even further?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's where the James Dyson Award comes in really helpful because then right now we're trying to raise money to go towards our product development and building up our team. So that just helps us to take it forward. So the plan is to eventually commercialize this, which we've seen that the award has been really helpful to help with helping our previous entrants to do. The goal is to make Dotplot available to as many women as possible. So yeah, our plans right now is just to build up our products, get it to a point where it's ready to go forward for clinical trials, test it with lots of women and get the medical approval that we need, and then to finally launch it and then, yeah, have it in as many women's hands as possible, as soon as possible as well.
Excellent. Well, where can we go to find out more information?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.dotplot.co. So that's dotplot.co. We have an Instagram as well, which is dotplot.co. And you can find us on LinkedIn, which is just dotplot. And then finally on Twitter, it's @dotplot_co. So,
excellent.
Yeah, lots of handles.
Yeah. Well, many thanks to both of you for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
The throbbing pulse of sound.